A call for urgent action to restore confidence in NCEA online exams after an epic tech fail last year caused a major meltdown for students. A review of the incident has outlined more than a dozen recommendations after students were unable to save their work, in some cases experienced lagging during the exams. The Secondary Principals Council says more investment is required for the New Zealand Qualifications Authority, a call that comes on the same day more than 30 jobs have been axed or are being axed. Its chair, Kate Gainsford, joins us now. Kia ora, Kate.
Kia ora, Lisa.
What needs to happen?
Well, I suppose what they're trying to do is rationalise all of the different instructions they're hearing from all over the place at NZQA, from the ministry to reduce expenditure and from the report to improve things. So that's going to be an interesting thing to watch at the moment as they balance those things out. But they need to fix things. That's what they need to do.
Yeah, so in terms of the failings with the online exams, is this going to, well, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a cheap fix, does it?
It doesn't sound like a cheap fix. In fact, one of the things pointed out in the review was that some of the problematic areas that contributed to the fiasco were based on some budgetary considerations that they had then around the procurement of staff. So if that was a problem beforehand, you would anticipate that needing to be some remedied with a bit of money now to make sure it doesn't happen again.
So, Kate, are you saying they went cheap in some areas and then had a failure?
It would appear so. That has certainly been a contributing factor, particularly when you think that really it's a sophisticated organisation running a major kind of setup and some pretty major contracts with outside vendors that are international. That needs some pretty careful management, and that was one of the areas that they were found to be wanting.
So, I mean, what are your concerns, given that there have been very clear instructions from the government for certain departments to cut costs, and we see that NZQA is looking to lay off staff? What are your concerns around that?
Well, there are very clear instructions, but there is a lack of clarity around how that is going to be playing out in the expectations of schools and the impact on students. So we know that there are cuts to the Ministry of Education that are affecting learning support and students with disabilities. We have no information or detail about how that is to be balanced with to meet the needs of students. In the same way we have with NZQA, clarity around the cuts, but less clarity, in fact, very little detail about how and who is going to be doing the work to make sure that we still have a quality product when it comes to examinations.
Remind people, what was this like for students when, for example, they were trying to log on and couldn't get on to sit their exams or their maths work couldn't be saved?
Well, I think the review report itself was very, very accurate as it recorded some of the experiences of students, many of whom, because it was NCEA Level 1 English, it was their first very big exam, their first experience of an external exam. They were left waiting to log in. They tried very many ways to log in. They had mixed communications coming from various sources about what they had to do. Some of those students, of course, who had special conditions for their assessment, actually, we know around the country, some of them actually walked home and decided they just couldn't do it. Some of them had exams that followed that exam. That was a pretty upsetting experience for many of them. And so, you know, it was pretty awful for them, really.
What's the fallout when they turn up to sit an exam this year, for example? How can they have confidence?
Well, that's a very good question. And so there are very high expectations around what we should be able to be offering and putting in front of our young people who have worked all year to be ready for their assessments. And we've heard from NZQA in particular that that quality remains a top priority. But that doesn't mean that the service that's being promised is able to be clearly followed through with in terms of an excellent experience.
Kate, your message to the Education Minister then?
We really need greater clarity around the plans to make sure that there are no negative impacts on young people and schools for all of these cuts across Ministry and NZQA. We need the detail.
Thank you for your time. That is Kate Gainsford. She's the chair of the Secondary Principals Council there.